AIG is a company that is 80% owned by taxpayers.
There are others inside and outside your base who think you've lost control of the argument.
I still feel like I can help this team.
I was doing documentaries, and I was kind of bored.
No, Phil, get off me.
Okay.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that actually, believe it or not, this is going to shock you if you're new to the show, but we actually know what we're talking about. You're not going to hear this radio show presume or attempt to present to you what we say is truth without being absolutely clear that we really mean it. As far as we're concerned, Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives should be shoveled onto the dung heap of yesterday, because that's exactly where they belong for all the good they're doing the country. And on this show every night, we try to show them the way. We try to show them the way to the big dung heap, the dung heap, man, right there to the compost pile, you know. For all the good they're doing this country, for all of their, you know, interest in making sure America is safe and secure and has the right policy at the right time, for all of their professed belief in the country and in the well-being of the American people, they couldn't care less whether you or I live or die, so long as they still got their membership in the Mickey Mouse, you know, jackass club of America. So on this program, what we try to do is give you what is the actual truth of the situation, and then you can decide whether you still want to be one of those a-holes, okay? Thank you. And if it sounds like I'm starting the show in a, you know, with a bit of a mood, I'm not. This is exactly what the show's about, and I just try to every night explain it, although some nights it's perhaps a bit harsher than other nights. Tonight there's all kinds of bizarre news. We've got a guy who believes that the Whole Foods cat, this guy John Mackey, the guy who's actually conservative when it comes to health care, even though most of the people that go to Whole Foods are, you know, a lot of kind of delusional hippies and progressives, and maybe some of them know what they're doing. There's some dude that's got an internet video, and this guy is approaching the whole thing like Whole Foods is Scientology, like he has to mask his voice and mask who he is for fear that Whole Foods will send a black helicopter and, you know, dope him up and he'll die rotting in some room in Tampa. So there's paranoia there. Then we have the ongoing discussion about health care. Then we have a couple of bills that are being passed by states that are pretty bizarre. Then we have Comb-Over Boy, a.k.a. Tom Likas, winning a lawsuit against Brian Whitman, who does a pretty good impression of Tom Likas. But guess what? He ain't going to be doing it no more, because Likas sued his ass and forced him to take his website down. And then we have classic examples tonight of the media. And remember, when you're listening to this program, we just don't harp on the media like they're biased. We don't harp on the media as if to say, see how biased they are? You see how they're in the pocket? We explain to you what's actually happening. The media, ongoing media war that has been taking place in this country as the result of the explosion of technology, which is leaving a lot of the traditional media outlets behind, has now taken the position that inventing controversies, I mean inventing them, is one way to get your interest. In other words, you can, for instance, show the most explosive aspect to a protest, like a guy getting knifed or a tank running a guy over. It's the most sensational aspect, but it was something that did actually happen in concert with all the other things, right? Or you can go a step further and just create out of whole cloth a story that doesn't exist. We have a great example of that. In fact, we've got a couple of examples of that for you tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And it doesn't make any difference what political persuasion you consider yourself to be. We hate all of them here, so you will be treated with great respect and cordiality and deference. And so you can check in with us that way. You can also go to Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. There we tweet and twit and, you know, and all the other vowels save one. And then you can also go to facebook.com/PhilHendry, which we haven't been to in a long time. And, of course, on our website, philhendryshow.com, there is a live streaming video of our show right now. You can see us performing the show. You can watch. You can, you know, shake your head and say, boy, that poor man, or whatever it is you want to do. And you can also listen to the live streaming audio. You can listen to the show and all of our affiliates. Man, there's no escaping the Phil Hendry Show. Starting things tonight, Don Hewitt, the recognized leader of a modern television revolution and the father of modern television news, the creator of the medium's most successful broadcast, 60 Minutes, has died of pancreatic cancer. He was 86 years of age. He had homes in Manhattan and Bridgehampton, New York, where he was with his family at the time of his death. Hewitt was executive producer of CBS News, the title he took when he stepped down from his post as the executive producer of 60 Minutes in 2004. Hewitt's remarkable career in journalism spanned over 60 years, virtually all of it at CBS. As a young producer-director assisting at the birth of television news, it was usually Hewitt behind the scenes, directing legendary CBS News reporters like Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite, using a playbook he had to write himself. By the way, this story was written by CBS.
What's that got to do with it?
They're going to write something bad? What we should have done is taken the story from ABC. What if ABC reported Don Hewitt, who was an overblown, you know, this guy, his reputation far exceeded what he actually did. In any event, Don Hewitt was very, very important to the development of television news and very important to the development of the news magazine. And here is Don Hewitt explaining how 60 Minutes was born. How 60 Minutes was born in a CBS-produced tribute.
I was doing documentaries, and I was kind of bored, silly. And I said, why can't television do what Life magazine did? Put out a publication that is in every home in America. It wasn't so much the stories they did, as there were these great covers that were the attraction that everybody looked at and believed in. And I said, that's what I need. I need great covers. And I found them.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Harry Reasoner.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Dan Rather.
I'm Ed Bradley.
These were my great covers.
So that was Don Hewitt talking about the invention, the creation of 60 Minutes, which was number one in television and may still be in the top 10. I don't know. I haven't seen a weekly rating as of late, but it still may be one of the top 10, if not top 15 shows weekly in the country because of it had two things. It had the ability to break stories or to take breaking stories or stories of interest and to dig even further into them. And they had really seasoned professional journalists and reporters following the stories. Hewitt also produced and directed coverage for the three networks of the debates between Nixon and Kennedy, an event that instantly transferred the political king-making powers of print news to the new and more powerful medium of television. Critics have long maintained that Kennedy won the debate because he looked better. As Hewitt recalled in many interviews, he offered makeup to Kennedy first, who refused. Nixon, following Kennedy's cue, also refused. But the suntanned Kennedy was a vigorous contrast to Nixon, whose pasty complexion put his 5 o'clock shadow in very high relief. Hewitt often rued the day as the first step in the dangerous dance between politicians and the special interests that provided the big money to buy the now crucial political television advertising and so on. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about how there are no TV producers like Don Hewitt anymore, and because there's no TV like the kind that Don Hewitt produced. If you saw the movie The Insider, did you see that movie, Bud?
Was that the one with Sean Connery?
Yeah, that one?
No, it didn't have Sean Connery. No, it was The Insider. It was about the Lowell Bergman, a producer at CBS's 60 Minutes, and how he was able to get Jeffrey Wigand, who is the tobacco industry chemist that had the goods on exactly how the tobacco industry was manufacturing cigarettes as they said, nicotine transfer units, I think is what they called them, or nicotine injection units. And Jeffrey Wigand was going to go public with this, and Lowell Bergman, who was the producer and got this guy to talk, got him on tape. He got Mike Wallace to do the interview. And according to the film, it was Don Hewitt in concert with CBS Corporate that put the kibosh on this interview airing. It was Don Hewitt acting as an executive who didn't want this to air completely. So they did a cut down, sort of a truncated and gelded version of this thing that went on the air. And it, according to the film, again, it wasn't very effective. And it made Bergman look like a liar. And Jeffrey Wigand went into hiding and started drinking. And until finally the entire unexpurgated interview did eventually air. But the point that I'm making here, the film is directed by Michael Mann. Did not put Don Hewitt in the best possible light as a journalist. So watch the movie and make up your own mind. Read the book, more importantly, if there is a book. And if there isn't, go and find the facts and decide for yourself. But I don't think that completely washes out a guy's career of creating a television program, a news show, a weekly Sunday night news show that was one of the top-rated TV shows of all time. Don Hewitt dead at the age of 86. All right, we're going to be back here. The White House is going to try and get this healthcare thing through without Republicans. I'm sure they'll be able to do. I mean, it's not that they need Republicans so much as it would look more bipartisan if the Republicans got on board. But I guess they're going to try to muscle this thing through. Meanwhile, the American people have no idea what a health care plan is. The American people have no idea what this health care plan is. The American people have no idea why there is a need for a health care plan. We are a woefully undereducated people when it comes to this idea of health care, whether we're entitled to it or not, that's number one, and whether we can afford it, that's number two, and whether or not it's going to destroy the country as we know it, that's number three. And the answers to these questions we'll have for you as we've been providing them throughout. We also have speculation that the Heil Hitler protester was staged. That's speculation among a lot of the right-wing blogs. The left-wing blogs are doing their thing in concert with MSNBC and others. They're just making stuff up. And we'll talk about it here when we come back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhenryshow.com, video and audio right now.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
All right, let me tell you that what we have in this segment is really another example of what our show is about. When we say truth is our bitch, this is what I mean. And I think I articulated it pretty well the other night when I said that, for instance, you're more likely to be lied to by Anderson Cooper than you are by Barack Obama. You're more likely to be lied to by Bill O'Reilly than you are by Mitch McConnell. You're more likely to be lied to by Sean Hannity than you are, you know, you're some politician that we may think of as a inveterate liar, whoever that may be. Take your pick, because it's pretty, you know, it's shooting fish in a barrel when people go after politicians for being dishonest. It's a de rigueur. It's default, baby. It's like clockwork. It's pedestrian. It's everyday politicians are dishonest. And yet, well, on this show, we tell you the truth. And the truth is, you're more likely to be lied by these suckers that are doing these TV shows and doing radio shows than any politician you ever met or are more likely to meet. Now, here is an example of an area that we love to discuss from time to time on the show, and that is in the midst of a media war, which is happening right now, the casualty of which is you and I, the consumer of the news, in the midst of a media war that would see multi-million dollar and multi-billion dollar corporations go up against each other and, you know, try to run a shakedown cruise that eventually is going to kick all these lightweight entities out of the game. The lightweight newspaper business, the lightweights in some of the more lightweights in the radio and television business, some of the more lightweight bloggers and political sites. And, you know, they're going after a big audience and they're going after billions of dollars. And with the new technology and the new media, what it is, say now what it is, you know, it's a war, man, and they're taking no prisoners. And by the way, they're going to grab your attention in any way they know how, and that includes lying right to your face about what is news and what isn't, what's important and what isn't. What's a good example of this? These town hall meetings have become so publicized that we now believe every single town hall meeting in America is a Donnybrook, is a chair-throwing festival of, barroom fistfight stunts. That every single town hall meeting out there is nothing more than a free-for-all. A free-for-all and a dumbass festival with people saying, Heil Hitler, and did you know that the euthanasia program of Adolf is very, very similar to our Medicare program? And stuff like, stuff like this that on another day, maybe on another planet, we'd have every last one of these suckers committed. Now enter into this discussion the Today Show, MSNBC, the Huffington Post, and the LA Times with a fresh, quote, controversy brewing over Michelle Obama's recent family trip to the Grand Canyon centering on whether or not her attire was appropriate. This is what they're claiming. They're claiming there's a controversy about short shorts worn by the First Lady on a trip to the Grand Canyon. They're claiming that people were complaining about this. They're claiming that there are Americans who were outraged. They're claiming, and I'm quoting an MSNBC article, people are buzzing about whether it's right for her to bare her legs. The LA Times said people were outraged. The Today Show did a segment with fashion critics who defended the First Lady's choice in shorts. The source for claiming there is outrage over the First Lady's shorts appear to be an article on Examiner.com. Indeed, the LA Times links to the article in their blog covering the so-called controversy, but neither the Examiner article nor other sources actually point to anybody that has a problem with the shorts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody's got a problem with the First Lady wearing shorts to the Grand Canyon. No American has been outraged. No American is buzzing. No bees are buzzing. Nobody's buzzing. Nobody's worrying. Nobody's moaning. Nobody's clicking. Nobody's making any noises about Michelle Obama wearing shorts. But the Today Show, the LA Times, and MSNBC linking an article at theexaminer.com, and I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's the San Francisco Examiner, although I don't know. They are taking the Examiner's word for what the Examiner believes is a controversy brewing over Michelle Obama's shorts. Why are they doing this? Why are they inventing this story? Very clearly because it generates viewers, it generates interest, it becomes a story that they'll go to the Today Show, the LA Times, and MSNBC, and oh yeah, the Huffington Post, which hasn't broken a story of any real import in years and years and years. The Huffington Post, as a matter of fact, they ought to fire every editor they've got and start all over again when they're putting up silly-ass crap like that Jack Ball's essay on Sarah Palin's, developmentally disabled child, thinking it's humor, and then they find out, no, it ain't all that funny, so they got to pull it down a half hour later because they wouldn't know funny if it kicked them in the groin. And the Huffington Post wouldn't know what news is if you set fire to them. So what do? They take a look and see what the MSNBC people are doing, what the LA Times is doing, what the Today Show people are doing, and they put it on the front page of their silly-ass post or their silly-ass blog, and they call it a big story. Well, here's the truth, folks. There is no story here. Do you understand what I'm saying? There really wasn't any story in the town hall meetings. No story at all. There were 5, 6, 7 town hall meetings out of hundreds across the country that got out of control because they let idiots in who claimed that Adolf Hitler would just be in love with this health care plan. Because they let morons in who, rather than take answers from the people they were asking the questions of, decided to just shout and jump up and down and you know, wipe their armpits with their shirts, after they took them off because it's a little hot in there, and go grab themselves another chaw or whatever the hell it is their problem is. So what we've been able to determine here is that the Today Show, MSNBC, the Huffington Post, and the LA Times have completely invented a story, calling it controversial so that you guys will all read about it, go back to your places of business or back to your homes and say, wow, there's a controversy about Michelle Obama's shorts. And then the other news sites, not wanting to be cut out of an ever, you know, growing story, they'll pick up on it. Meanwhile, the rest of America doesn't know what anybody's talking about. We're listening and we're being told what it is we should think is controversial rather than us telling them what is controversial. And one thing that ain't controversial to Americans, because there's no source for this story, is Michelle Obama wearing shorts to the Grand Canyon. Come on, man. So here again, we have a classic example of a media war that is taking no prisoners and a media war that will inspire the invention of news so that more and more people will go to different websites and news sites and become their customers and their loyal, long-time buying public. And it doesn't matter what it is that they're feeding those people, because those people will go there and say, wow, you know, this is a place where I can get news. And what you're going to find out is there's no news there. They're creating all of it. They're inventing it. They're inventing the controversy. They're inventing the stories. I wouldn't be surprised if they invented that Barack Obama's president. Maybe we got a different guy in there. I don't know. Maybe they decided the time was right for a black guy, so they just went ahead and picked out some cat that, you know, with big ears and pretty handsome and, you know, got the family out of central casting. I mean, maybe it's the Truman Show. I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. People, it's more important than ever before to recognize what's happening to the information, not to bitch about it so much as say, well, that's what they do for a living, so I got to go digging for the truth if I really, really, really care about this country. If I just want to stand there like a scarecrow and just repeat crap that got fed into me like one of those funnels they use to force-feed geese, well, I guess this is your country. For now, anyway, was the Heil Hitler protester stage. That's coming up next. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And you can watch us right now online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, and watch live streaming video and hear audio. And also an affiliate page there will direct you to our ever-burgeoning, ever-growing, ever-widening, ever-throbbing affiliate list.
Yeah, watch out on the throb word, because we got a memo.
You mean you got a memo?
Yeah, I think I got a memo on throb, you know. Got to watch out.
Yeah, I said throb.
Oh, I see. The FCC is saying throb now? You can't say throb?
Yeah, I think that's... Throb or maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's like the F word.
Well, how do you get the F word out of throb? It's either the F word or throb. Double check the memo, okay?
All right.
Maybe it's the F word, or it could be throb. Anyway, 877-876, the Phil Hendry Show number here, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, and a transit department suspends a driver after she refuses to use a bus with an atheist ad. So we'll talk about that one, I guess. What's to talk about? You're fired. Thank you and good night. Well, my religious beliefs, oh, we'll give you a bus that doesn't have an atheist ad on it. What the hell do you think we're running here anyway, okay? Some kind of a resource center for nuts? A resource center for the easily offended? I got a bus company to run here. There's a bus. Get on it. Drive it. Get the people. You get paid. See, that's how it works. Well, I can't get on a bus with an atheist ad because that means that my friends, will God hate you? What are you saying anyway? All right, here is the story, and then we'll tell you what the real story is. What's the story, and then what's the real story? The story is, last week, a town hall event in Las Vegas became heated when a woman shouted Heil Hitler to Samuel Blum, an Israeli who was explaining why he supports President Obama's health care overhaul. Video of the incident went viral last night. But some internet critics, according to Breitbart.com, wondered if the fight was staged because the woman, Pamela Pilger, was wearing an Israeli Defense Forces T-shirt. But KLAS-TV has now posted an interview with Pilger, who describes her motives for attending the rally in Las Vegas on Saturday. She identifies herself as a conservative Republican who believes in what she calls biblical values. Here is a recap of what initially happened. You'll hear this man, Mr. Blum, he's talking, then you'll hear some old bag in the background go, Heil Hitler, and then he starts screaming at her. And they throw a few punches. No, they don't throw any punches, but it gets rather heated.
When they got, they have the best health care. It's national health care in Israel. We don't give and when we have Memorial Day in Israel, we respect the soldiers. We don't do mattresses sales and weekend. We respect soldiers. Here, we just talk, but we don't respect them. The guys... Did you hear this? She said to a Jew, Heil Hitler, here... I'm a Jew. You telling me Heil Hitler? Shame of you. Shame of you.
Then the guy confronts this bitch.
What you got to tell me, Hitler? You telling me to a Jew? Heil
it's
Hitler?
Racist.
Shame of you. I'm my family got killed the Holocaust and it's done. Heil Hitler.
You are to be the most against President Obama. You are the most.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I want to talk not against Obama or for Obama. I want to talk about the health of our. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have insurance. I got to Spring Valley Hospital. 2 hours in emergency room. How much do you think they asked me to pay? 2 hours. $8,000.
Listen to this woman, this child, going, because she can't debate the topic. It's just like that, okay? So, in other words, this
dumb bitch
is standing there and is fairly well betraying her lack of intelligence. All right. So the story goes on to say it remains unclear as to why Pilger was wearing an IDF shirt while shouting Heil Hitler at a Jewish man. But the Jewish publication Ynet News reports Pilger is a, quote, staunch supporter of Israel who was angered by the Israeli Israelis for supporting Obama's health care reform, or this Israeli man, which is in her eyes akin to the Nazi policies of Adolf Hitler. Now, here she is being interviewed by KLAS television, Pam Pilger.
I've always been a Republican. I don't want to identify myself with any particular group, but I'm a conservative, and
I just
believe in biblical values.
Biblical values. All right. Pilger supports some reform, but she doesn't think illegal immigrants should have health care covered by the government, which the government ain't going to be covering illegal immigrants. But why should she? Why let the facts get in the way, right?
It needs reform. Costs have escalated so much, but it doesn't need to be taken over by the government for sure. And we do not need to support illegal aliens. I mean, God bless them. You know, I want them to have care, but my husband doesn't have insurance. I mean, I'm lucky I have it through my work, but my husband has two jobs. No, he has three jobs, or two and a half. He doesn't have health care. So, you know, it's not a natural born right, you know. And nobody is, you know, obligated to give you health care. Nobody's obligated to give you anything.
All right, so there is the story. The story is that this woman had to have been staged by either the left to make the right-wingers look utterly anti-Semitic and even dumber than they perhaps already are, or it was staged by the right to, you know, present the average person's view of Obama's health care plan and how it is akin to a, you know, some sort of a Hitler-like program of varying definitions. I can't even imagine what it is they're talking about there, other than the fact that Adolf always gets trotted out when people really want to, you know, hit home with the big, you know, they really want to go for the fences. They always bring out old Schickelgruber there. Well, what is the real story? Is this staged, or is it an example of anti-Semitism that is rampant on the right, as some on the left are saying? Is it a staged thing by the left, as some on the right are saying? What is the truth? The truth is, it's neither. The truth is, and the truth always hurts, this woman is a real person. She exists. She's not bright. She's not well-read. She's got serious personal issues. I think she's a little childish. That whole thing, sticking her fingers in her ears and mocking the guy at the very end, sounds to me like she was raised by parents that didn't pay a whole hell of a lot of attention to her. No, she's an example of quite a few people in this country who don't understand this health care proposal at all when she says it's going to cover illegal immigrants. No, it isn't. Now, you can say that, and you can prove that, but then they'd have to believe it. And if they believed it, then they'd have to change their opinion. And she doesn't want to change her opinion because, God knows, she's been abused enough in her life with that bitch of a mother of hers that probably still lives with her, right? She also is a liar. I'll tell you why I say that she's a liar. She has health care. My husband doesn't have health care. He's got three jobs, and she's not sweating that. You want to know why? Her husband's on her plan. What she's saying is, her husband isn't offered health care at his jobs, but she's been able to put her husband on her plan. Her husband's covered. So she's not even very honest, and that is also the case with a great many, I don't know how many there are, but a significant minority, shall we say, of town hall and Obamacare and health care protesters. They're not honest. They don't know a damn thing about history. When they bring out Hitler, if you were to stand there and actually try to show them up for the gibbering idiots that they are, they'd put their fingers in their ears and go, yang, 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 like she did with that one cat, right? Or maybe she'd try to change the subjects and say things like,
I've been vegetarian for 7 years, going on 8.
But the fact is, this woman is very, very exemplary of a great many people who have their information wrong. Mix in a little bit of Adolf there, because who's going to ask any questions about Adolf? Most people don't really know much about him anyway. Is going to try to play the, I'm very sympathetic to the Jewish people and the Israeli people because I think that this is Hitler-like. So they're, you know, taking a stand that ordinarily in life they wouldn't take. I mean, they probably couldn't care about Jews. They'd probably go back home and start talking about them and their conniving and their blood-sucking ways. But in this instance, she saw a Jew that was useful to her, so she went ahead and told this guy, she presumed to lecture this guy on why he should be afraid of this plan, because it's like Hitler. He's a Jew. He lives in Israel. Cat's under attack every day by God knows how many different entities that hate Jews and want them wiped off the face of the earth, from Arab terrorists to God knows who. I mean, this guy, if anybody is going to be talking about Hitler and lecturing anybody, it's the other way around. But do you think Daisy May here is going to let this cat fill her in on how life is? Hell no. Like I said, she grew up with some domineering bitch-like mother who showed her the ways of the world, and, you know, she has executed them perfectly. And one of the things that she did learn, stand your ground and stand up for yourself, because she was whacked around by her parents, even if it means you're an idiot. So the real story? No, it wasn't staged. No, it's not an example of rampant anti-Semitism on the right. It's an example of a great many dumb people who are right now gaining the bully pulpit on the healthcare debate. 877-876-PHIL. Elaine is listening to us in Chicago. Elaine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
Just wanted to say, you were talking about the little brouhaha at the town hall meeting. I feel it
right.
was staged, and it's just somebody that's looking for...
Why do you feel it was staged?
I don't know. It just didn't sound sincere. It just sounded like they suddenly just started this little, you know, tiff, and, you know,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, situations usually, if there's going to be some sort of disagreement, it usually starts with some words and it starts escalating. And yes, people can jump in and say, I disagree with you, or I don't like what you said, or just, you know, get really upset about something. But it just sounded so, you know, staged to me. And that this
why?
Someone, it,
well, you just told me what happens when disagreements start, and that's what happened on this tape. But you still think it's staged. So why do you think it's staged?
Because I feel like she's looking for some sort of attention, some sort of fame, 15 minutes.
Oh, that may be.
You know,
that may be.
You know, I'm on TV. I'm on somebody's talk show. I'm on CNN, and my name is out there. And next thing, she's writing a book or he's writing a book. And I can't take stock in people like that.
So you don't think that woman, so you don't think women like that, people like that exist, huh?
Oh, yeah, people like that exist. I'm an African-American.
Well, then why couldn't that be an example of one?
Well, it is an example of somebody that actually, in actuality, exists, but she
right.
just seemed, the situation, just listening to it. I didn't see anything. I'm just listening, you know, to what you played on your radio station, and just listening to it. It just sounds like, you know, reading and listening to the words and how the situation escalated. It just sounded so contrived. It just didn't sound like
it sounded absolutely real to me.
Yeah,
sounded real to me.
Well,
I mean, if you've been around enough, I'm sure you've been around a lot of dumb people in your life, Elaine. I know I have, and I didn't hear anything that was out of the ordinary there. Somebody yelling Heil Hitler. Maybe she saw the camera and said, this is an opportunity for me to get on TV with my point of view. But I don't think her point of view is contrived or otherwise phony.
No, no, no.
I think
I'm not saying her point of view. I'm just saying the whole situation, the whole act. You
well, all right. All right. I understand.
The two of them. Yeah, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
Well, no. Are you saying the guy was staged too?
He just didn't sound. They just sounded like they put this together. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I'll go you one better. I don't mean to sound confusing, but I think you believe it's staged because somebody said it was staged. Maybe you wouldn't have thought it was staged had somebody said that it was. Well, just a thought. Just a thought. Thank you for your call, though, Elaine. Just a thought. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know. Elaine probably believes what she's saying. But it's an interesting thing. If I said to, for instance, to you, believe me, I know what I'm talking about too, folks. If I said to you that I don't think that was actually at a town hall meeting or a healthcare meeting, it was actually in a TV studio and it was actually a produced piece, those were actors, then I would have people talking about this and saying, well, that was actually in a TV studio. And you get that buzz going. And the next thing you know, it bubbles to the top and people are saying, you know what? It does. It sounds like a TV studio. 'Cause I worked in television. That sounds like. And I don't even know what the hell it is I'm talking about. You know, be very, very, very careful when you're listening to any bit of news. Double check it. Get two or three extra sources. I don't care if it's God telling you that's staged. Get another source. At least check with the devil and see what he was doing. He might have been playing cards. Maybe he didn't hear it. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. All right, coming up the program, White House is going to try to get this health care plan through, maybe without Republican help. That's what they're saying anyway. And there's an Oklahoma abortion law that's been overturned. That's bull crap. Get this. The United States has struck a deal with Switzerland to identify people who have Swiss bank accounts in case they're trying to hide their income. Swiss bank accounts up for grabs. The IRS is going to be taking a look. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
And remember,
things are bad.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. And we're online with our live streaming video at philhendryshow.com and our live streaming audio at philhendryshow.com and our downloads of the show tomorrow. You can listen to the show on demand if you'd like and download the show, put it in your iPod, drive around, get angry, drive into the back of a bus that's driven by a woman who believes in God, and she's got a don't believe in God, you're not alone atheist ad on the side of the bus, so she's already out of control. We'll talk about that in just a second. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And this is John in Louisville. John, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I just wanted to mention that lady that thought that that was staged with Barney Frank and that lady with the Hitler sign. That wasn't
the staged. Lady with the staged accusation was about the Israeli gentleman who was talking about health care and a woman who shouted Heil Hitler at him.
Right.
I believe that was the only one that was accused of being staged. Maybe the Barney God, they're saying all of them were staged. That's interesting.
What I think is absurd is the fact that the Democratic Party used that little girl that was talking to Obama that asked him the question about why do these people have all these mean signs. That was staged.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, so what is your point?
Well, the point is I think it's absolutely absurd that the Democratic Party is using little children to try to get their point of view across.
Well, are you sure that was staged?
I know that
the woman. Right.
My daughter's a
I know that the.
She was, and mm-hmm. the thought process wouldn't be that those mean signs outside. It's just not their thought process at that age.
All right. Do you believe that the lady there with the Israeli guy, was that staged?
No, I don't believe so.
So that woman really is that stupid, huh?
Unfortunately, there are some stupid people in the world.
Right. So we've got dumb people on the one side, and we've got a little girl whose mother worked for the Obama campaign, and people are saying that that's staged because the mother worked for the Obama campaign on the other side. I don't think either one was staged. I think both of them are emblematic of both sides. I think that little girl, frankly, didn't have a very intelligent question to ask either. She was a child, and perhaps that tugged at the heartstrings of viewers. But it didn't sway me one way or the other. I mean, I already know what I think about everything. I never like having kids in adult forums. I don't think they have anything to do with anything. But I don't believe either thing was staged. I think both of those things are examples of the sort of sloppy approach to information that we're taking when it comes to this plan. That's all. But you say you think it's staged because the little girl sounded like a child would never ask a question like that. Now, one of the reasons why they say they thought it was staged is because her mother had worked for Obama. But I don't even think that means it was staged. Maybe that's why she got a good seat. You know what I'm saying? Her mom worked for Obama. Hey, let's move the kid up. I don't know.
Well, all of Obama's interviews townhouse
forums. Condominium.
Well, not townhouse.
Yeah, no, duplex, yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You think they're all staged? Okay.
Well, with Obama and his I can't even think of what it's called, the monitor that he reads from. It's all scripted.
That's called a teleprompter. Everybody uses one, sir. People use teleprompters all the time. Even some of your favorite people use teleprompters. Thanks for your call. Here is Joanne in Boston. Joanne, what's going on tonight?
Yes, I want to speak about Bonnie Frank's confrontation with a member of one of those forums yesterday or today.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
I think he was absolutely right. He should just the Congress people need to stand up and just say, be very blunt with these people.
Well, I agree. In that instance, I would agree with you.
I think he was absolutely right.
I think the Congressman Frank, I think he was, he called it as he saw it. She was a blithering imbecile and was making a comparison right out of left field, and too much of that goes by the boards,
a blithering idiot. He just said that talking to her was like talking to his dining room table. I mean,
Where
did she come from? I mean,
saying that is a lot more polite, but I hear you, and people need to be called on this kind of ignorance. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your call very much, Joanne. Thank you. I just wish that the congressman was a little more forthcoming when it comes to some of the other things that he might have been involved in, which led this country down the primrose path to destruction. I'm kidding around, Barney. You know, some of the stuff you do is pretty out there. 877-876, Phil will be back. Now, there's an Olympic athlete or a prospective Olympic athlete that claims to be a woman, looks like a man. They aren't sure, and there's now gender verification going on. How do you do that? Doesn't sound that hard, or maybe it is. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.